This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Over the summer, bikers, walkers, and runners were all treated to some art as they enjoyed Atlanta's multi-use trail called the Beltline. Included in the display was a group of photos of Black men incarcerated at the Fulton County Jail. The group of four photos featured the men in their prison jumpsuits, posing with dogs that they trained as part of the Canine Cellmates program. But many residents took issue with the display. One resident even removed the photos. Officials with Atlanta Beltline have now apologized for what they deemed a racially insensitive display of artwork. The photographer and the director of Canine Cellmates are both pushing back. Canine Cellmates says the pictures were meant to represent the merits of animal relationships. And in an interview with Fox 5, photographer Kelly Klein said that the reason why the imagery is so important is because it tells a true story of what is happening here in Atlanta. It's important to point out that both of those women are Caucasian. So what do images of African Americans in prison as part of an art display do to our collective mind as a society? Well, joining us now to talk about it is Camille Anderson. She's Associate Professor of Communications at Kennesaw State University. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So how much should we be concerned about representation when it comes to situations like this one?
Well, when we're thinking in terms of especially the Black male body, how it's portrayed in the media has a lot to do with that first intercultural touch point that folks have. So when you're seeing images that already perpetuate some of the stereotypes that we already have when it comes to the criminalization of Black males and this, that, and the other, it doesn't necessarily help. I don't think that the project that is happening at Fulton County Jail is problematic. I don't see that at all. But I think the marketing of it needs a little bit more thought in terms of making sure there were not re-imaging some of those stereotypes that we have. To see Black men in prison jumpsuits kind of perpetuate some of those stereotypes that we already have when it comes to Black men.
You speak of stereotypes. A study that was published last year by the Sentencing Project, which is a nonprofit, a group that advocates for criminal justice reform, said that African Americans are incarcerated at state prisons at a rate that is 5.1 times the imprisonment of whites. And it also said that in 12 states, including Georgia, more than half of the prison population is Black. So as the photographer says, this is perhaps a true story of what's happening in a certain segment of our society. But there are experts that have suggested that there are several reasons for that, including juries and their perceptions of Black men. But with that said, do officials like those representing the Beltline, do they have a responsibility, do you think, to think about that in terms of art displayed?
I think we all have a responsibility when it comes to that. I think there are some ways where the intention still behind it might have been good, but we also have to think about what does that mean for the overall picture. A lot of the images that we have right now when it comes to news and advertising and even some of our entertainment, when we're thinking about those images that come up particularly for the Black male, what are they? And is what we're doing going to help or demystify or take away those myths that we might have when it comes to that particular group? And I think those are questions that we need to ask ourselves. We need to really be critical about things before we press go and start launching things and making sure that we're not adding to some of the conversations that might have a negative impact on certain communities and groups.
Earlier this year, let me turn to Pepsi. They received massive backlash for the way that it represented modern day protest in a commercial starring Kendall Jenner. How important do you think is proper representation when it comes to the media?
I think it's critical because, again, media tends to be our first touch point when it comes to certain groups. If I have never met a population of people before and I learn about them by what I see on TV, that's going to dictate how I interact with them if I ever am to come into contact with them in real life. Something as simple as image placement can make a difference. I know there are a lot of folks that are talking about the Dove ad that's out right now and how it perpetuates some of the historic images that have been associated with soap and Black bodies and white bodies.
Yes.
And I don't think the ad in itself was a terrible ad. We might have wanted to consider maybe placing the women in a different order.
Right. This is the ad where you had the African-American woman and then she takes off her,
yeah,
her shirt.
They
and
take She becomes a different person. But right. I think, again, the critical question, does it make sense for us to put them in this order? Or might we want to adjust the order a little bit so it looks a little bit different, so it doesn't represent some of those historic representations that we may have had?
So are we too sensitive as a society these days in this racially charged America that we seem to be in?
There's a sensitivity that we're going to have because everyone feels something. There are lots of triggers being hit. And with those triggers, everyone has their different reaction to how triggers work in their lives. If I'm someone who might have historically been a victim of abuse, my triggers are going to look very different. And how I embody those triggers and how I interact and relate because those triggers have been hit is going to be very different. And I think that's what we're looking at. We're looking at what our history has been with some of these triggers, and our reaction to them is not necessarily overly sensitive, but it is directly connected to what our history with those triggers have been.
Camille Anderson is Associate Professor of Communication at Kennesaw State University. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.